Acting National Director of Public Prosecutions, Dr. Silas Rameite, has been testifying at the Mokgoro Inquiry into the fitness of advocates Nomcobo Jiba and Lawrence Mkhwebi to hold office at the National Prosecuting Authority. Now, the President ordered the probe a few months ago. The inquiry spokesperson, Bongiwe Gambu, joins us now. Bongiwe, good evening to you. Thank you for making the time to speak to us today. How successful would you say the first day of the inquiry has been?
The first day was successful, and thank you so much, Debonga Wenatoyen, for this opportunity. It was successful in a sense that it laid the foundation in terms of what is required of people in that type of office.
Bongiwe, I'm sorry that I'm interrupting you here, but we appear to have a very bad line to you. So I'm going to put you back to my producers. Let's get you back on the line, and hopefully we can get a clearer line to you and get a clearer idea of exactly what the first day at the commission was like. I'm watching some of your SMSs on the issue of in terms of resuming our conversation right now with Bongiwe Gambu. Bongiwe, I'm so sorry that we had to put you back to try and get a clearer line, but we do want to hear what you have to say on this issue quite clearly. Give us a sense of how the first day went, please.
I hope that this line is much better, Joanne. The first day was very important in a sense that it laid the foundation for this process. It started with a very important testimony from our current advocate, the current acting Deputy Director of National Prosecutions, and that is Dr. Rameite and Silas Rameite of the NPA.
Yes.
And he basically just took us through the workings of this organization as far as the legislation, as far as the code of conduct, and what is expected of people in that position, whether or not they would have to consult and so forth and so on. And then the next witness to take the stand, that was the last one today, that was Advocate Chris Jordan, who also is a former employee of the National Prosecuting Authority, preceding the National Prosecuting Authority Act number 32 of 1998. So those two testimonies really gave us a clear picture of what was done and what came into effect and what the requirements of such a position are, of those two positions are.
All right. Would you just quickly remind us of the inquiry's terms of reference, please, Bongiwe, roughly?
The terms of reference are quite exhaustive, but I'll just run through them.
Yes, just the crux of them, please.
Yes. A couple of them have to deal with court cases that have been brought against Advocate Jiba and another, which of course means another being Advocate Mkhwebi, by the General Counsel of the Bar of South Africa. And that is the case that was heard by the Supreme Court of Appeal. And then another one by Freedom Under Law versus the National Director of Public Prosecution and others, which means both advocates. And then quite a number of them, including the Boyson versus Acting National Director of Public Prosecutions and both advocates. But another one that's related to Advocate Mkhwebi was also, of course, cases that were brought to court by Freedom Under Law, as well as the General Counsel of the Bar and the National Prosecution Authority and others versus Freedom Under Law, which is the court case that is that went ahead in the Supreme Court of Appeal. Mm-hmm. And we both know, or rather, your listeners will also know that the Constitutional Court is set to hear that case very soon. I think, if my memory serves me well, it will be on the 14th of February that they will first sit to hear the final issue on whether the two advocates can be struck off the roll of advocates.
Right. We know that former KwaZulu-Natal Hawks boss Johan Boyson confirmed to Eyewitness News that he's made submissions to the inquiry. How many submissions have you received, Bongiwe?
We have received a total, we have received between 8 and 10 submissions off the top of my head.
Yes.
And the submission, of course, by Silas Rameite was not an affidavit. He made an oral representation, and then the others are written, as well as one from the member of the public, which was quite encouraging considering the interest of this case and seeing that ordinary people are seeing it upon themselves to participate in such a process.
All right. Thank you very much for speaking to us, Bongiwe Gambu. She is Justice, the Justice Mokgoro Inquiry spokesperson.